Hey there, tech explorers. Welcome to the Wired Bite, where we zap the latest tech trends and serve them up bite-sized. I'm Mitch, your guide on this wild ride through the tech universe. Whether you're here to level up your business, geek out on gadgets, or just curious about what's next, you're in the right place. So grab your favorite device, kick back, and let's get wired, because the future of tech is just a bite away. Welcome to the Wired Bite, where tech talk gets real, real quick. So the Wired Bite is going to be a place for tech enthusiasts, small business owners, or people that are just interested in tech in general, a place to learn in digestible bits of what's going on in the tech industry, what is happening, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and what they need to do to stay ahead of the ever-changing tech curve. So it's going to be a blend of tech insights, stories about recent happenings, deep dives into news articles and events that are all surrounded around the tech industry, and then just having some fun with some experiments, some fun stories, just kind of a deep dive into the tech world, broken up into bite-sized pieces that are easy to digest for just about anyone. My name is Mitch. I am going to be the primary host on the podcast. We will, of course, have guests and special speakers as we continue to grow. But starting out, it's just going to be me and your questions. So I got started in the tech industry at a very young age, slightly after I graduated high school back in 2017. It was my first professional experience in the tech industry, and that was with a company called iCracked, where they actually just let you on board as a repair person for phones, tablets, simple things like that. You'd pay an entry fee. They would guide you through remote training and then send you a kit to be able to complete jobs that they would send you in your area. So that was kind of my first insight into the professional tech industry. But really before that, I mean, even as a little youngster, I always loved to be able to take anything apart. Probably back then, not necessarily put them back together, but definitely always had the interest of taking things apart, putting them back together, and just kind of seeing how it all worked. I've always had a love for tech, so being able to work in tech and being able to talk about it here is just fantastic. So I have, like I mentioned already, worked for iCracked, which was the intro to my experience in the industry. I've since been able to build my own repair company that's now kind of siphoning into the IT services departments to be able to provide those IT services to companies. So really taken what started out as a small hobby and being able to turn it into something that is, you know, profitable and something that is able to be rationalized and explained, which is fantastic. I definitely love being able to take phones apart. The first iPhone that I actually took apart never turned on again. It met its demise with the screwdriver, probably just about as early as I started. But that was about, you know, 15, 16 years ago now. So I like to think that I've grown quite a bit from that. I grew up in a small town in Kansas with roughly about, I believe, 1,900 people. That may even be a oversight. So definitely nice to be in the Kansas City area now. But I think that hometown experience of growing up kind of helped me with being able to, you know, understand what a small business really needs to do and bring that small vibe into a larger metro area to be able to meet the customer's expectations in my repair business. So enough about me though. Let's talk about kind of what's going to be on the Wired Bit, what we're going to talk about in detail, what each episode moving forward is going to be about. And a lot of them are going to be tech trends, things like, you know, we're going to delve pretty heavily into AI right off the bat, because seems to be this year's buzzword, doesn't seem to be really going anywhere. And then really diving into more business oriented, you know, solutions and things that the tech industry has brought into, you know, a small business, to where things that you need to consider, even if you aren't working directly in tech, most likely you're using some sort of tech. And so having a decent understanding of cybersecurity and what comes with all that is definitely important as well. We're going to talk quite a bit about VoIP, which is voice over intercom or internet protocol, basically new age wired phones that you had back in the day. And then cloud solutions, of course, which is kind of changing the tech landscape altogether, where, you know, whereas back in the day you used to have like a hard drive or an external hard drive or even just a flash drive. And that's where you stored your items. You had to plug it in to be able to get your files off of it. Whereas now the industry's kind of went to having everything stored in the cloud, which, you know, is just a fancier hard drive essentially on a server, but that also comes with risks and threats, and so we'll dive into those as well. So we're planning on having just about every episode be just about 30 minutes to an hour long, so something that you can listen to, you know, when you're getting ready for work, heading to work, working out maybe, or just relaxing in the office. So there's also going to be episodes that are based on one single item. There may be a few topics that require us to have more in-depth conversations and thoughts. So those may be broken up into parts, which would span multiple episodes. And then we plan on being able to release a new episode every week on Wednesday afternoon. We haven't quite solidified the time frame yet, but definitely every Wednesday we are expecting to release a new schedule. And so I definitely invite you, if you're still listening to this, to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. It's going to be on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, pretty much anywhere that you get your podcasts, it's going to be listed. And finally, I just ask that you connect us with your social media following by sharing the podcast onto our or onto your social media podcasts, or even just your social media walls, so that everybody else can see what you're listening to, and then, you know, join us on this journey if they see fit.